got Giant Shot, Magtar, Kuda, and Nova Sphere.
Groovy!
I don't know the game.
You game! Finish him! Finish him! Finish him!
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.
What's up, everybody? A-Squad's back, baby. Again. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Full house again. Victor Belmont.
Oh, you know it.
Giant Shock's here.
It's good to see Cisco getting some more work.
No, Mr. Demeter, let him hear you.
Hey, hey.
Max Barracuda.
What's up?
What is up? What is up? What's new?
What's new?
Let's do it, man. What's everyone playing? Let's not, you know.
Well, I might as well just jump in. I've been playing the show all week, and what's really been going on is my Xbox has been losing the war to my PS4 in my room, man.
Dun, dun, like, dun. Is it?
And now, like, we're going to go into the news. I might, like, just throw my Kinect away, because...
I wouldn't do that yet.
All right. I try to play three players with the NBA game I do every year. I had my friends over, and it kept signing us in and out, because, like, we would not be in the...
Because your face...
Because where we are in a room, we're not standing in front of the goddamn TV. It's like, you know, one person on the couch. We're not, like, directly in front of it. So, like, maybe every, like, 3 or 4 minutes, you'd sign one of us out.
It does it anyway to me. Like, when I turn on my Xbox, it goes, hey, Rise, and then I sign on to Spider-Man, and you're like, whoa, you're not trying to sign on as someone else, right, Rise? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I'm still Rise like Phoenix. Okay. All right, you want to continue your game? You're Rise, right? I'm still Rise like
Phoenix. The PS4 has, like, user 1, user 2, so it's basically just the same horseshit as it always was.
Yeah.
So it's even better than the original Xbox 360, where you'd have to, literally, if you wanted to, sign in as a guest or another name that you've downloaded in there.
Or God forbid you didn't and someone's got to make a name now.
Yeah, it was a pain in the ass.
I always say that.
The PS4, man, me and my roommates, we've just been playing a lot of the show, which is a fantastic game. It's the only baseball game out there, unfortunately. But we've been playing a lot of that. The stadiums are pretty insane. Like, that's what you really feel is so different. Usually they get, like, 20 character models for the stadium, so it's like you see, like, the same, like, groups of people stand up at the same time, right. And it's like takes you kind of out of it. Now there's like hot dog vendors walking around.
It's great that they bothered to do that. Because, like you said, that it's the only baseball game out there, so conceivably they could just make the same character model with different color hairs. There's nothing you can do about it.
They actually delayed it 1 month because the Lebron and PS3 just came out over a month ago, and they delayed it just so that they can make it more like.
Aesthetically
pleasing to the user. Like just the 3D dimensions of all the stadiums are 3D now. Where like back in the older games, you would just see what was there, but it wasn't like really there.
Like, it's like the wall. Like Twisted Metal used to do that. They'd be like world famous, but it almost looks like a movie backdrop.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
And like the tiger in the Detroit. Is like was just you could see there's a tiger in the fucking outfield, but now it's like a 3D tiger. People are walking back and forth,
like the Roman Coliseum.
No. It's not a real tiger, but you can see it's like 3D and stuff.
It'd be a way better game.
You can see where I'd be confused. You made it sound like a real.
Well, tiger. I know. Well, Detroit's you know it's kind of like Thunderdome out
it's like
there.
It's like a Hobbs doll.
That would be kind of awesome. Outfielders being eaten by a tiger.
They got RoboCop. You know, basically it's
Blurn's ball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So basically, I've been playing the show, but it really has been killing the Xbox for me because I've been having a lot of fun by myself with Xboxes. But if you get a friends together and try to play a game on the same console, it's just not made for it.
It's like trying to play a group game on a Game Boy Advance.
Basically, yeah, but it's even harder.
Right. Novus, what are you doing?
trying to finish up Super Mario Brothers Wii U. The Wii U one.
Thank you, Danny. You're the one.
I'm like a stage or two away from finishing that. I just
the last board is unfinished. Don't play.
Play it again.
Well, it's a fucking elevator with lava rising up. It's pissing me off. But that Alien Swarm for PC, it's just a free... alien shooter game.
Is it one of those microtransaction games, or is it just...
To my knowledge, no, because I've only played a couple rounds of it. Okay. It kind of plays like... you guys ever play Apocalypse on PS1, that Bruce Willis game?
No.
Wild 9?
Yes. Wild 9, yeah.
Wild 9, kind of like that. Like, kind of the overhead...
side-scrolling psychic powers?
Not with psychic powers, but just the overhead view of it, and you're shooting aliens.
Okay.
So basically, like, an overhead view of what Alien Colonial Marines probably should have been.
Oh.
Should have been good.
Yeah. It should have been much better.
Yeah. Right. And what was the last one? I had an obsession with Darkwing Duck for a day, so I started playing.
I've had an obsession for that for like 20 years.
Yeah. Okay, well, I was up at like, you know, 2 in the morning, like, I'm listening to the theme song, and I'm like, oh, shit, I have to play the NES game. So I started playing that and got through most of it, so.
Nice, man. The NES game was surprisingly tight.
Because it was basically a Mega Man clone, just a little bit clunkier.
Yeah.
More like it reminded me of the DuckTales clone. Or DuckTales.
DuckTales were a little bit more fluid moving, but like the way the stage setup of Darkwing Duck was Mega Man.
Yeah.
Like it was, it was essentially a Mega Man
game. And you had your little thing there.
I like the, what was it, Quackshot, the Genesis. That game was really fun. It played like that. The side
Donald Duck with the plunger gun.
My God, it was fantastic. You should play it.
I got to try that then.
It was good.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't go as old, but I don't know if you guys saw the Batman stuff coming out.
Yeah.
For the new movie?
I did. So Ben Affleck?
Yeah, the new costume and everything.
I saw the new Batmobile.
New Batmobile? Do you see the new costume?
I did.
Not the costume, just saw the Batmobile.
That's awesome. So I went back and I just went on a Bat Marathon.
It's not him.
Did Schumacher do it? Is there butt cheeks and nipples?
You'd like it. It looks like Frank Miller.
Dude, awesome. It looks really good, but it's everyone's like, oh, check out Affleck in the new outfit. It's not a picture of Affleck. It's just an artist render.
It looks like concept art. Yeah. Like, why is everybody
freaking out? Doesn't matter.
Looks like a sweet outfit
with Frank Miller.
Send me down a bat cave.
Looks like a sweet outfit with a douche.
Played some Injustice. Mm-hmm. Played some Arkham. Just marathoned it.
Arkham, which one?
A little of both.
There's three.
I started playing. Well, I don't have the third. I heard Origins wasn't even worth getting.
No, it was definitely worth getting.
Yeah, we have that song.
I don't. I see him scrolling through his phone. Okay. I know.
I don't have it.
But you're also getting this from someone who has like this monstrous perpetual bat boner. So,
right. Thanks for talking about my monstrous boner. Make me uncomfortable, bro.
Where does he keep that in the utility belt? Right.
Yeah. No, it looks good. I mean, the movie looks good. The new game. I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh, that doesn't come out till November.
Not gonna
be
able to keep it under the table,
right through the table.
I'm kind of scared of being opposite sides of you right now.
Right.
No, don't be. Just you can't put your drink on the table. It's gonna fucking slide off.
Slide right back in your lap. Anyway, Victor, what are we playing this week?
I have the opposite problem of shock. I've been on my Xbox constantly. Playing Plants vs. Zombies.
You just got it, right?
Yeah, I just got it. Yeah. I've been playing Plants vs. Zombies and Dead Rising, but I picked up for my Vita. I just picked up Final Fantasy the HD Collection.
Which is 10 and 10-2. Oh, really?
Yeah.
On the Vita?
On the Vita. But the problem with the 10-2 is it's a download only. It's not on the game. So it's the game has
Also, it was way X. worse than 10.
But I mean, I wanted to have both on it.
Can I ask you a quick question about the Vita? I never bought it, but like the commercials always seemed like you could just shut off your PS3 and then you just continue with your game.
I've never tried linking it. I know you can, but...
You can do that, actually, because I had a board game night one time. Guy brought his Vita, and he was playing it at my house. Guy lives out in Mastic. He was playing Assassin's Creed 4 on his Vita through his PS4.
Right.
From across home.
It becomes essentially just a TV and a wireless controller.
But if you never actually held the Vita, the picture on it is beautiful. It is just a crisp, awesome, high-def handheld
system. Well, the PSP
phenomenal cosmic picture. Itty bitty playing space.
No, it's not that bad.
The thumbs.
Within a couple of seconds, like within 20 minutes, I was playing.
You have to wrap your hands up like a geisha girl's feet. Like they're so tiny and crunched in there.
I was playing.
It was a
clown
samurai
hands
game.
Or something?
What?
You got clown hands? Or something?
Little T Rex hands. Little T Rex baby hands.
It's not that bad.
Playing.
You get used to it within a couple minutes.
Right.
But I mean, I was playing that, and that's the only issue I have with
the PSP. Looked really great with the graphics, but my problem was I hated the little joystick thing that it was kind of
the nub.
I hated it. I couldn't control it very well.
I feel like I'm gonna break it sometimes, but it's a lot sturdier than it looks. The problem is they make extenders for it, but the problem is if you use an extender for it, you can break it because then you have a lot more torque than you're supposed to get.
Yeah,
and that's bad for it, so you shouldn't use those. But
it's a principle I like to call leverage.
I heard they're coming out with new Vitas that have more battery life but have a shittier looking picture. Which I wouldn't recommend.
Why would the two coincide? They're like, all right, no, just give them a shittier
picture,
different
screen that doesn't draw as much energy, and then they're going to...
How about a better battery?
I don't know.
Batteries get zapped, though. People like leave their stuff charging all night, and it zaps their battery.
That's at least what I've heard was coming out. They're like, the second wave when they're coming out, they're going to be cheaper, and they're going to change the battery up a bit to make it last longer, but the picture it is great, so I'll stay with mine.
When they do that, they're probably going to start releasing like the bundles of PS4 and the Vita together.
Yeah, I think that's what they're going to try.
Because I know they've done that in the UK already, but I'm sure when they do it in the US, they're probably going to do that
together. They should just take a note from the Nintendo company. Don't release a stupid handheld with your system.
Well, Nintendo's got the greatest handhelds of all time.
No, I'm talking about the
Wii U. Oh, yeah.
That was my biggest issue with the Wii U, is that screen isn't high def. Like, they have this awesome tablet that's
standard. But the system's not high def.
The screen looks pretty good. The only problem is the distance for it blows. No.
Prong wires. Like, that's the way of the future.
I can't go 15 feet away to the bathroom and use the tablet. It's like, come on, really? It's the only reason I bought this.
First off, I'm never playing the Wii U on the tablet in your house now.
He's trying to bring it in the bathroom.
I'm surprised you're worried about that.
Sir, you flagged this
book.
Yo,
you got to catch them all, Dan. Right. Ain't got time to rest.
Right. But when you gotta go, you gotta go. Anyway, this week, I finished Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man.
Finally. God.
Not I did. I know.
Thwip.
I like Spider-Man. Generic, though. You know? I mean, I get tired.
Is it a movie game, though? Straight up, like, movie?
Jamie Foxx's Electro is in the movie. Or, I mean, in the game. We know he's in the movie, but
he shouldn't have been, but
no. He shouldn't have been in either. Because he's boring.
He's boring and stupid. Why would you put the lamest villain ever?
He's shoehorned in there. It just, the game, I like playing as Spider-Man. Everyone knows that. But the game is just villain, 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 villain. You never have to chase any of them, really. There's one turnaround with one guy you thought was your friend, and then he turns out to be a villain. But other than that, it's just very linear, and all the voices are the same guy. All the character models of the villains are the same dude with different color hats on.
Is it like some of the last ones where you have the pointless side quests of, like, catching a kid's balloon?
Yeah, they're a little better. You know, like, breaking up a street fight is still there.
There's no delivering pizzas in this one?
The fire is cool. Like, they have a building you actually can break the windows with your web and go in there and save people. But the terms, like, when you're beating up, like, a cop thing and you show up, they yell. They just... most generic shit. I don't know who got paid to write this, but it had to be like they contacted a middle school of somehow, and it was like a project. They're like, yo, I heard they're giving out donuts around the corner.
Stop hating, true believer.
Yeah, it's the same dude. Oh, the Stan Lee parts were incredible. There's a comic stand, but the D keeps on blinking out, so it says comic stand, and Stan's just hanging out there, and he gives you a lot of words of wisdom. But a lot of misses. A lot of misses. In his stand, they had a... you can do your challenges through an arcade machine, a stand-up arcade machine. So I was like, oh, cool. Maybe they did the old Spider-Man arcade game or something. And it's not. It's just you press on it, and it's just, you know, the blackness. And out of the blackness, guys come to you, and you beat them up. But I think they could have just thrown in the old NES version or something, just for a little fun. I don't know.
But it's basically a movie game, though, right?
It's like a C.
They probably
game.
Rushed it out to get.
Yeah, it's like C.
Movie.
I give it a C.
They probably put like almost no love into it. They just wanted to throw the character with some other notable characters.
Right.
Especially because it's basically probably the same game they've been making since the last Spider-Man came out.
The same
people, this particular year, people will buy a lot more copies of that just because they want something new to play on their new systems.
Xbox One.
Yeah,
or the new systems.
The new systems in general.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, well, I like Spider-Man. I have nothing really to play right at this moment for my new systems.
Right.
I'll pick it up.
Also, I don't know if anyone out there who has an Xbox One, you can put it on the Facebook. And this is less I'll talk about it because I'm getting bored myself. But the downloadable content for pre-ordering it was all the cool Spider-Man outfits. The Venom outfit, the Spider-Man Noir outfit, the Scarlet Spider, the Iron Spider. No, the Iron Spider, not the Scarlet Spider, but whatever. But I couldn't pre-order it on my fucking Xbox. You see, I didn't let me.
Did you still buy them?
Yeah, I bought it, but I didn't get any of the dope outfits. I got, like, some stupid ones.
Sounds like someone's a sucker.
Oh, yeah, you are a sucker. Anyway. Let's hit the news, man. I give it a C. For myself, I give it a B, but for everyone else on the planet, a C.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Take it away. I don't mind.
Have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B-square. Hit the B-square.
All right. So does everyone remember last year when Xbox One first came out and Phil Spencer, the head of Xbox, was just like, oh, there's no way. You know, you got to have that Kinect in there, man. There's no way there ever. And people were speculating on whether it was going to come out with no Kinect.
I remember being psyched about it.
Remember that? But remember, I think Max was the one calling it, going, oh, well, you know, eventually. And we were like, no, never. Phil has changed his tune.
Uh-oh.
And it right. Sounds a little bit something like this.
Well, it's kind of,
people don't want to spend an extra $100 on
June
something
9th.
That they hate.
Thank you, Bowie.
June 9th, connects the Kinectless Xbox One, $399, $100 price drop.
You're doing that Kinects thing again, by the way.
I spell it Kinects on my paper. I'm looking down at my...
You do sheet. Spell it Kinects.
He really does.
I do.
Host, everybody.
All right. So the Kinectless Xbox One, $399. What does everyone think this is going to do for it?
People are going to stop wanting the Kinect.
No.
No, Kinects will be sold separately.
You
can still buy it.
The thing about what it is going to do is that all the developers who are developing things for the Kinect are going to no longer be like, okay, I'll develop things for Kinect, because not every system is going to have it at this point going
right.
forward.
It's
going to end it.
I think it's going to be a giant fucking clusterfuck.
It's not going to be a clusterfuck.
I think
they're
just
going
to nail in the coffin of this.
It's just going to end it. Like, all the apps, all that horseshit. Anything that's good, like in the future, that's gonna that they were thinking about that they haven't started developing, it's probably gonna go out the window now that they're selling without the Kinect. Because why would you ever want to buy the Kinect?
Well, here's the thing: people are complaining about Watch Dogs being a higher resolution on Sony's system than here. I think they keep on bouncing back and forth for Sony, but they're saying it's gonna be at 900p. And we're just sticking to the 720 and Xbox. And some people are thinking...
It's Xbox is... One is still 720, because the Xbox 360 still is 720.
Right. I know.
What so the fuck was the point of putting out the new system, then?
To get your
the
money.
The Kinects, dude. It was the Kinects. But anyway...
I'm gonna punt that.
So here's the thing. The Kinects takes 10% of the processing power. So they're saying if they could recycle it back into it when the Kinects is gone, then maybe they can come out with a game to compete stylized style or pixelated style or whatever you want to call it, definition-wise, to Sony's system. And everyone's saying that, but to me, I don't think Xbox developers are going to develop a game for people who play the Xbox without the Kinects, you know, that needs that extra 10%, because so many of us have the one that has the Kinects already. So you're not going to see that anyway. So I don't know why everyone's like lighting up on fire going, oh, we can get higher definition, when you can't. They can't make two different versions of it for the same
system.
And
if anybody was curious about the resolutions on Watch Dogs, it was 900p for PS4, 729p for Xbox One with...
Oh, that extra 9 is...
30 frames per second, which I understand is not great.
Right. It's okay. It's better than what we saw on 360.
It's not as good as my computer. I'm saying that.
Oh, stop it, computer guy. Stop it. You're not fucking talking. We're not talking today.
Sorry.
Fucking computer guy.
My 70 frames per second.
Did I just
awesome.
Hear a snob come in the room?
Get out of here, dude. Look, you take your Avion water and your Gucci sneakers and get the fuck out of my studio.
I would be a computer person, like, if I could just buy a game and just play it. But, like, there's so many, if you don't buy a game for, like, a year or two, and you buy the brand new game, you have to like get new cards for your sound and your fucking
at least you can update it though.
I'm not
I mean
a pain
like
in the ass,
you know, man. But the systems just stay the same quality 5 years from now, you know.
I do get that.
I know you get that.
I'm gonna say, wouldn't you like if you can trade in your Xbox One to get the new system that came out?
Yeah, but
like,
I know what he's talking about, too. I remember, I remember the Crysis was the big deal. Like, 90% of the computers on the planet couldn't play Crysis when it came out, right?
Well, a lot of people had that update because it was graphically and the way it moved. It was just that you needed a good processor, you needed a good video card, you needed stuff to...
It was a very sexy game.
Yeah,
I
it was very nice.
But anyway, what were you saying with the Kinect?
Well, with the Kinect, they say that it's still going to be an important part of their vision, but there's no way that...
Quick question.
I think,
can you play the Xbox without that thing on? Can I just take it off?
Right now, no. But what they're saying is that when this comes out, it's probably going to... They haven't confirmed it, but it's probably going to be an update that allows the plane
disables it.
Well, I will most certainly be taking it off because I don't use it.
Other people are talking about, and I'll give credit to my brother Full Metal. He, when I told him this whole theory about the games not being able to be played with that extra 10%, he said maybe when that game's particularly in, it automatically disables your Kinect, which would be nice, but all the apps are open, which is the one redeeming thing about Xbox I like. I can watch TV, and as soon as I switch back to Spider-Man or Spider-Man or the other games I'm playing, which is Spider-Man, it's there. I don't even have to pause it. It doesn't miss a beat. I like that. So I don't know if that would fuck with other things.
Wait, you know? So you're saying if you take the Kinect off?
If a game automatically disabled the Kinect for sake of using that 10% process power, I don't know how fast I could switch back to other games or other programs.
I was about to say, if the game is doing that, it might be, at that point, close down the games that you have paused, like, to get the more processing power it needs.
Eventually, it closes it down. If I go Netflix, TV, then something else, then Spider-Man, it'll...
So far, the coolest part of all the new systems for me are the fact that you don't have to save. It's just, you could literally just pause it, go to do something else,
mm-hmm.
and then go back to your game later, and it's literally, like, frozen from where you
were. Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely the coolest part.
Like, graphically, it's not that huge of a jump, because, I mean, you gotta remember, this is the first couple of months. They haven't really got a good chance to get, you know, sink their teeth into making games for these systems yet. So, graphically, they're not, like, super advanced compared to the 360 or the PS3.
Right. But,
I would love to lose the Kinect thing, man. That thing, it's just pain in my ass, especially because I'm a multiplayer guy, where multiplayer in the sense where people are in my home playing.
Okay.
And if my roommate comes in, he's like, hey, what are you guys doing? It automatically signs Justin in and signs someone out.
Well, there's also new talk about, which this I would be for, new controllers that, and an update that allow you to control your Kinects with your headset rather than yelling across the room. You know, maybe press the Kinect button and say it. I'm always going to say Kinect. But always press the Kinect button. It would hear me a lot better that way. I would like that more.
But there's still another periphery. And if you have something like a Turtle Beach headset, you have to have something that combines the two of them together.
Turtle Beach, probably. I had them for the Xbox 360 and my PlayStation 3. I didn't bother with the Xbox One. The Xbox One's too glitchy right now.
I'm just saying that there are people who probably on the first day bought the Xbox One, bought Call of Duty, bought Turtle Beaches. Like, unless they make
like
that
Mr.
Kind of,
Mr. Expensive Computer over here, Mr. Gucci,
Mr. the money bags.
I don't see that guy.
Okay. No.
Mr. Heavy Pockets. Right.
My right. computer's nice,
but unless
Scrooge McBelmont.
If I had that headset with the talk, and I was talking to my Kinect, the only thing I would like muster up to say to it would be like, "Hail Hydra."
I saw that movie again last night. But if someone has a Turtle Beach headset and now they have to have a special thing for the Kinect too, like
mm-hmm. it's already annoying enough to hook up the Turtle Beaches.
Oh, the Turtle Beaches are dead to me.
Ridiculously long wires.
Oh God!
Right. I have a flat screen right on the wall. No, so you have to connect it. You don't connect it to the system. You connect it to the TV.
I never bothered to do it. Once I realized they weren't, like, they were wired not to my controller, but to the TV itself, I was like, fuck this thing.
Right. Well, because they use the speakers in your headset. They do have wireless ones, but the connections are still jutting out the back of the TV, and I have my TV close to the wall.
Yeah, and your TV only it's goes mounted? Out so far.
Yeah, I have it mounted with the low profile.
Comes out like what, 3 inches or so, and that's about it.
It doesn't even. It comes out like maybe half an inch. My TV, It's real low riding stuff, man.
I actually like the wall mounts
with the swivel.
The swivel, yeah.
I like it too, but not to sound like a dick, but my TV's too big for the swivel.
As I say, some of the TVs they just won't. You don't want to risk putting a 70-inch TV on one of these little swivels. Well,
right. When you get up to like fucking 55, 70
I live in an
inches.
IMAX theater. I have a
50-inch.
Which
you
sounds as a motherfucker.
My 50-inch on the swivel does come out, but it still comes out
you
like 3 inches. So it's not
you're there with like 1080p, 3D TV. Your sound sounds like garbage.
Right.
I have a 7.1 surround sound. It's pretty sweet.
Of course.
Man, fuck. Ding, 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 ding. I got it for Christmas. What do you want from me?
PC motherfucker.
Actually, my computer does not have speakers.
Audio Santa was nice to you, Jesus.
I know he does. I know he does. He's not exaggerating. It's dope. Anyway, moving on. Back to the Kinect. Is anyone excited about it?
Yeah.
Does anyone feel?
I already own it. It doesn't mean anything to me.
I feel ripped.
It's helping influence my decision.
I feel ripped.
But here's the problem with that, though.
You're influenced to walk around all smug and smarmy, or you're influenced to buy it by the new...
What'd you say?
Listeners, go back 6 months and hear me be right.
At least it's not on TV right now.
Be shouted down.
There's a trail of salt over here.
No, man. This is innovation. This is going to be awesome.
Yeah, well, look, man.
It still could. They could still pull out, like, a general game. Space Generals. That's what I need to be. Ender's Game. Come on, guys. Make it happen.
No, here's the problem.
I'm sorry, Dan, but that's not going to happen.
Because that they're taking away the Kinect, that they're forcing you to get it, a lot of developers aren't going to put the money into the games to make the better Kinect game.
No, basically just the guys who makes the Zumbas.
Yeah, so, like, they actually, they're hurting themselves in the future by taking it away, the forced. I like that it was forced at one point. I didn't care.
I liked it, too. I was just hoping for somebody to step up to the plate, and no one did.
Yeah. I hate the fact that anyone can walk in the room and sign people out. Like, that is a huge problem for me.
I mean, they can, obviously it's going to have some errors. It's not the best thing in the world, but it's I like what it could mean in the future for games.
Right.
What?
It could be, you could play awesome games. Like, you ever played Child of Eden?
That game was incredible, amazing for the Kinect. And you know what? You know what? If Child of Eden would have came out day one, Xbox One, people probably would have been blown away because people did not play Child of Eden.
The NBA 2K tried to work some nonsense where you could, like, yell out plays. Also, I talked with my friends when we play the NBA game, and all they keep saying is, play unrecognizable, blah, 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 blah. Like, and it goes to the little microphone thing, like you're trying to, like, go, get a pick or something like that, you know? Like,
Dude, I've seen that microphone thing a million times.
Like, regular conversation messes with the Kinect.
Right.
Like, you have to literally be playing by yourself in, like, a soundproof room that is perfect.
Well, that's why I thought maybe the headset thing would be good.
Which is what they mostly sell gaming to now, but they want to sell it to one person playing one game online with multiple people. They're not selling to, like, the people that play to, like, four or five people in one
room.
They're promoting to you, everybody to get their own system in their own house and buy Xbox Live and give them $70 a year.
They're promoting isolationism. Like, that's isolationism, man. That's about it.
Well, fuck them. I grew up in a certain way where I like to maybe grab a couple friends and play a game.
And I like that, too. That's why I like doing recreational warfare. It's a lot more fun to sit there and be like, I would punch you right now.
I mean, you know, we grew up playing Halo at LAN parties.
Yeah,
like,
there we did.
We actually just had a LAN party.
On the streets.
Represent for A Squad, by the way. We kicked a little butt in the Halo 2 LAN party this week.
Nice, nice.
I forgot that's what I should have said that when I was playing this week.
Halo 2. Halo 2.
Halo 2. Deuce.
Well, too late.
You've ruined it.
That ship is sailed. Anyway, good news for Xbox, and then we'll do a little Sony news, and then. No Nintendo.
If you don't have Nintendo news, I do, actually.
No, you can't do it. Xbox One.
Oh, thank you, Danny.
It's kind of
a good try.
It's interesting, though, sort of.
We have a new Mario game on the horizon.
What sport is Mario getting into now?
No, go ahead. Do your thing.
Hang gliding. It's the Wii U bocce ball.
I'm actually pretty sure.
I would love an old gray Mario.
Just do it. Yeah, the retirement home. Like squash.
And yeah. Like old Mario
shuffleboard.
Games.
Right. Shuffleboard Mario. It's the future.
Shuffleboard, bocce ball, like pinochle. Like, I don't know what old people play. Like,
he makes small talk about his bridge. Tomato plants at home.
Yeah. Talk about this small talk.
Game shuts off at 6 p.m.
Put a little salt on them.
I got a good recipe for a sangria.
All right. Take it over to Cooking Mama. We make a nice sauce.
I'm actually positive that Mario just came out with a golf game for the 3DS.
Oh, they always had one. Sure. They had the soccer. They had tennis. Anyway,
I'm shocked
Xbox
they never made
one.
A racist mama for Mario.
The Princess Peach.
No, a racist mama.
Like
a
his mama
mother was
like,
racist?
It's like, no, like just like a stereotype.
Like a stereotypical,
like, what?
Mama.
Why are you making your mama cry? Eat the pasta!
I don't know, it was pretty good. The cartoon really did it.
Oh, man.
Anyway, Xbox One users will be actually changing in what I call, for now, Xbox Bronze, back into Xbox Gold. Remember Xbox Gold? Where you got to get, you know, in addition to playing multiplayer, you got free games and like all sorts of cool shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how we haven't been getting any of that on Xbox One?
Xbox One doesn't even have HBO Go yet.
They will now. With the update next month comes the ability to play multiplayer, of course, the ability to use services, Netflix, Hulu, and HBO Go.
You use Hulu and Netflix right now, but you can't use HBO Go for some reason.
They just got the network, the WWE Network, like last week.
Well, next month they're having a ton of... of new stuff like that. So first off, it's the end of gold membership requirement to use those services. When they do, like Netflix, you don't need a gold service anymore, which is nice. You know, I mean, you still have to pay for Netflix. but
it's like $8.
But they like PlayStation.
Yeah, but if you didn't have gold, you couldn't do it. Also, free games coming to Xbox One. Finally,
I saw that. That is nice.
Right, Halo Spartan Assault and Max: The Curse of the Brotherhood, which were both to both of them are coming to celebrate it. No, Halo Spartan Assault's kind of fun. Anyway, the only thing that sucks about it is that I was hoping for games that weren't already out. You know, like two brand new, maybe not even brand new, but
you had high hopes, man.
New to Xbox One, at least. I mean, you could take from the lush, bizarre type thing that is Xbox 360 with all those games. But the cool part is that they're giving out, it's not going to be the same games on One and 360, so every month, if you have your gold, you're really going to be getting like 5-6 free games,
you know,
man. That's
you know
really
what they should do? Is put Halo 2 on it so we can play online Halo 2 again, because they took that down a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Well, for 360, they're doing, what are they? They're doing Dark Souls 1 the next month, June.
Right.
Ooh. And
Charlie Murder.
And they're doing Super Street Fighter 4 as a bonus.
Right.
They should do.
Which we should do.
So
we
should five do games, that. Man. Yes, that's please. Five
Xbox
games.
Xbox One should do Street Fighter 1, right? And just blow everyone's mind.
No, we should do Street Fighter the movie for 60.
The movie, the game?
I know PlayStation also
does son of a bitch Bison.
A whole bunch of games you get. You get like two for the month for the Vita. You get two for the PlayStation 4. You get two for the PS3.
There's like PlayStation Plus, again, has the edge over the Xbox stuff because their free games are
great. Yeah, but their whole sweet. Internet stinks.
And generally newer.
But the thing is, the games maybe the internet sucks, but the games they give you, better. They give you Metro Last Light. They give you Payday 2. They give you Arkham City.
Right,
they give you like a bunch of games.
Yeah, but they're
one of the newer Assassin's Creed recently, right?
I did not see that one.
The stuff they give you is better, but the fact that you're paying for a service, like if you're gonna play an online game, they're archaic how it works, man.
Right,
it sucks.
It is bad, man. It's like trying to play something on DOS, the only reason, instead of Windows.
The only reason why I have Xbox Live is so I could play FPSs and sports games with my friends online, not so that I could download two free games a month. Like
I still play these games online. I play Call of Duty online.
Yeah, but Xbox is way how the mechanics of it works way better than the PlayStation. Because
that really is the only thing.
Because
they
the Xbox speaks to more of the fanboys, the ones who call the SWAT team on their opponents.
No, that's
to those guys.
That's a real soldier.
Right. No, that guy's
dead. No, that's a guy who makes me look bad for being a gamer and probably a white kid.
Are we doing that?
Quasi racist.
That
guy was my hero.
Why couldn't he be Turkish?
Right. Turkish guys can't call the SWAT teams now? That's crazy. Anyway, Sony news. Sony is doing so poorly that, Sony's doing so poorly that their head CEO is taking a 50% pay cut, along with other high executives.
PlayStation related.
He makes a billion a year.
Okay.
Two.
All right.
I was about to
it's
say.
PlayStation
I don't think
related, Blu-ray related because it is Kazuhirai? I don't know how to say these names. I know him. You guys know him too. He's the ex PlayStation chief, and now he's the current CEO of president of Sony. They lost $1.26 billion last year.
But I read about everything. This. It was because they got rid of like the computer division. They backed Blu-ray, and Blu-ray's already dying out.
It's not. It's because they made the computer division, not because they got rid of it.
Netflix, Hulu, and everything.
Oh, just the DVDs. They backed Blu-ray DVDs.
The discs. They backed that as a technology, expecting it to have the lifespan of say DVDs, and it's already dead. It's already dying.
Digital's killing it.
Digital's killing it. Yeah.
But I guess because true fans of certain things, like I will buy every Tarantino, every Scorsese movie on Blu-ray.
Yeah,
but general
only
people
goes
don't
so far. Yeah. You know,
I buy
at least $60 worth of Blu-rays a week.
I recently
you're in the minority
for. I recently asked for.
I own a Blu-ray.
The Back to the Future trilogy. I got that because where else am I really gonna get?
Great
that?
Scott, Stan.
I like it.
I mean, I saw the Spider-Man trilogy. It was like $30, all three of them on Blu-ray. I'm like, I had to buy it.
Well, that's the thing now. The prices are dropping too.
I got Commando for like $4 at Best Buy Blu-ray.
Awesome.
That's worth it.
All right, so I'm just saying, Sony's taking. I was just thinking how bad that would suck. To go to work for your, they're like, oh, dude, by the way, next week, you're going to make half of what you made. Please come into work and do the same thing.
If they're not leaving
do.
The company, they're probably still making good money.
But
yeah.
Still.
So.
Still. Nintendo did it last year. Nintendo, I forget,
Yeah, but dude,
the head of Nintendo took a 50% pay cut, but his executives only took 30 to 40 pay cut.
You got to remember though, this is Japan though, so the half pay cut isn't as bad as like they hand you the seppuku knife. Like
right, no, I mean that's it. That would be the worst.
You have failed.
That would be the worst cut. But Nintendo has no one to blame but themselves because they do nothing else.
Do you have any more news? Because I wanted to say my one thing.
I don't have any more news, okay. But you can't say your one. Of course you can.
I read this today. Nintendo is currently being sued by Philips for copyright infringement of their motion tablet thing. Basically, Philips is claiming that the tablet and all that kind of stuff, the motion gaming, was their idea.
And it gets better and better for Nintendo.
But if Philips has a case, then they're pretty much going to ban U.S. sales of the Wii U.
There's no way Philips is going to have a case for that. I never heard anything about Philips.
Isn't Philips an American company?
Yeah, but they've already had bad blood because they were supposed to make a console together
years ago. The CDI?
That is rough.
Philips did the CDI,
and Nintendo gave them like Zelda characters.
No, they were supposed to make a console together, and they got dropped by Nintendo at the last second, and then they made the CDI because they had the rights to make those games, which sucked balls.
We all know the CDI did.
It is so rough.
But they also did the same thing to Sony with the PlayStation, and look where that's ending.
So Philips is going saying the motion all the way back to the regular Wii?
I'm not 100% sure if it's that far back.
I think it's just a tablet they were talking about.
Yeah, I think it's just up till 2011 with the tablet and that kind of technology. That stuff, they're being
secured. I don't think they can own that. Back then, but 2011, the motion stuff came out. The Wii was doing it, and obviously someone from Philips probably saw the mode. Come on.
Well, like Victor might have said, it's probably just the tablet part of it.
But. You know it's rough when Nintendo's getting sued by an American company for stealing technology. It's like,
how far back are they?
Nintendo, I actually know Nintendo suing another guy who came out with the Game Boy emulator for iPhones, which was a sick app.
Yeah,
I saw it. Sweet. I didn't have it. If you're still allowed to keep it, if you have it, and the guy said he's still going to come out with games, but yeah, Pokemon on your phone.
I mean, all the old Nintendo classics. That'd be awesome, man.
Yeah,
I didn't find out about it until after the lawsuit, so I unfortunately didn't get it.
There's a website out there that actually has like all the old Pokemon games to be played online. Like they're just.
Twitch does it, right?
I mean, somebody posted the game. You go to a website, log in, and it starts up. You're there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them that do it, but
but it's like most of them right up until X and Y, I think.
There's one. There's like multiplayer online. You can like challenge random people walking around. Like it's weird. They do a lot. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of like. There's such a huge community for Pokemon that they just keep doing shit, and they can't shut it all down, so they can't find all of them.
Pokemon's like an untapped resource to the fact that, like, you were talking about the Pokemon fighting, and you're actually the Pokemon. They could have done a lot of stuff online.
But
they make so much money off Pokemon.
They could.
I hear Pokemon's kind of losing its steam at this point.
I just want to say, like, as a whole, for this whole last segment we're talking about, I was hating on a lot of the stuff they were doing, but I appreciate the fact that they are trying to make all these new like ways to play video games, and it only takes one good idea to forget about all the old bad ideas.
Did you say something nice about Nintendo?
Whoa.
I was talking more about Xbox.
It get cold?
Right, Xbox. Talking about Xbox.
No, yeah, I was talking about even Wii U, man. Like, look, they definitely need to step up their graphics like a bit. Come on, guys.
Right. Xbox just patented a... We should really be doing this and shooting the breeze, but Xbox just patented a VR helmet also. So
not surprising.
All red.
Right.
But it's like I was saying a few weeks ago, like Nintendo starts off with an idea, it technically usually fails, and somebody else makes it better in the future.
Well, somebody needs to tell Nintendo to be like, hey guys, HD was the way of the past. Like now it's like...
Do you think Nintendo was sitting there like, yeah, you know what? We always come out with these great ideas. Let's come out with a real shitty idea like the Wii U. Watch everybody steal it.
No,
it'll bomb, and they got bunkers of awesome
new
fucking...
The next system is like the most
1290p. 1290p Nintendo.
Virtual reality.
Right.
Because they let Xbox do that first by making the Kinect a required thing. They let somebody else fuck up first.
Right.
And also, the move for PlayStation apparently was a shit show itself.
It was.
So. Nintendo owned stock is terrible. Pronged wires.
I heard it was bad. Right.
It was god awful.
So there you go.
It was terrible.
At least the Kinect was one piece. The move, you had to get the camera, you had to get the thing, then you had to get the navigator.
All right. We'll finish the discussion at the end of the show, folks. This is not news anymore. All right. Time to take a test.
It's all news.
Let's retake that test.
This is a test. pop quiz, hotshot.
Test your might.
And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bryce's ass so hard.
This is only a test.
All right. So, who's ready for a Rise Like Phoenix test? I know I was going to do...
I'm not.
You guys, whoever won, but last week we had a million of them.
Hold on, wait. Who's Rise Like Phoenix?
You know who Rise Like Phoenix is. You know who he is.
He's going to play a stupid song again.
he wants it. It's like he does wants want it, yes.
It's the Rise of Phoenix.
He's lucky I'm getting my soundboard. Next week, by the way, I'll have the full soundboard back instead of the half. And I'm going to go nuts. You guys might as well not show up.
So people, get excited because we're going to have 1 week of sound effects.
Just and then all we're gonna lose it all again. It is going to be
ridiculous. It was, by the way, Rise's daughter listens to the show, hates the sound effects. That's why she keeps breaking it.
It is just going to be crazy. People are going to love it. They're going to get married to it. I'm trying to stall for time. So
yeah, well, you better keep some room to install my ideas because I got to make my own.
Everyone, next week, wait for the Rise of the Phoenix song, the Batman song.
And repeat it.
You idiot, the soundbite for me.
Next week, can be Legend. Wait for it.
There. All right.
Boo.
So anyway, while I'm looking for this, let me explain the test. The test, see, we always talk about the games and we talk about the graphics, but we don't, there's an unsung graphical hero, and that is the box art. I'm going to be describing box art for games.
Oh, God.
Describing.
Okay. Describing.
If you say character in the front doesn't look anything like the actual character, it's Mega Man, I win. Game over.
No, I'm not going to say.
He looks shitty and dumpy.
Pudgy
yellow
real,
for no reason.
Pudgy real guy. Standing there, no.
I loved like all the box art for Atari because
it's like Frank Kelly,
it's so epic, and all it was like a square on the screen.
Yeah. John Madden wearing an outfit. All right, so this is the box art test. There are 7 questions and a bonus tiebreaker. If any of them, I didn't feel like doing the math to see if we could tie since there's so many people here.
Yeah, we don't like math around here.
No.
Hate it.
It's fundamental.
Wait, is this like a raise a hand thing? Can I get ready?
It is a raise a hand thing.
I'm still down for these
buzzers.
What
we're going to do, since I got a complaint about it, is we're going to raise a hand. I'll stop the sentence. Somebody tries to answer it. And if you answer it right, I'm still going to finish it so that people can hear the whole thing.
We got complaints?
Yeah, we did.
Thank you, Internet.
Yeah. Okay.
I like how Victor's behind you.
Right. Victor,
so he's such a non-factor.
You cheating rich bastard.
I'm saying he's such a non-factor. You don't need to see him.
If you're not cheating,
hand.
You're not trying hard enough. I've said
this before. Take
your glasses
off. How about that?
Oh, God. All right.
Then I can see.
Okay.
Where's the microphone?
So,
my glasses. I can see
number one. The box finds its main protagonist of the game standing in an emblem waving his no-no finger at you. I didn't want to describe the dude. It's too easy.
No.
Okay. Victor Belmont.
Is it Deadpool? I took a shot.
Anyone? Giant shot.
I'm probably wrong. A Bubsy.
Conker's bad for a day.
I got nothing.
The correct answer? The original Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I get it now.
Oh, I
was picturing
Dikembe Mutombo, NBA Jam basketball.
All right. Number 2. A spike-haired boy looking down at his reflection in a pond. Max Barracuda.
Fable.
And sees himself as the man he will become. If you want to say... Well, now, naming the series is fine. Naming the thing gets you an extra
Fable
point.
Two.
Fable 1, 2, 3.
It's the first one, has it?
2 points. Max Barracuda. Oh, and by the way, if you just want to...
Oh, we'll get oxygen over there, bro?
If you guys just want to go like... If you guys want to go like Fable 3, then I'll still give you for the series. And, you know, so that I don't have
series
to be like,
counts.
Oh, what? You know, right. So just bang that out.
Cool.
Number 3. A dragon blowing fire on a turtle with cannons on its back. Giant shot.
Spyro?
Oh, wait, no.
Pokemon? Red and blue?
in an arena. It was actually
Pokemon Stadium.
But it was Pokemon Stadium. Max has three. This box art is completely black and white and features a close-up of the two main characters' faces, while in the background, a little girl stands by a house in the snow. Completely black and white. Original box art.
Silent Hill.
Silent Hill what?
The first one.
Three, two. Anyway. Other way. Right. Number five. This is a close-up of an angry eyeball and a furrowed, prominent brow surrounded by white...
Max God Berger. Of War? Three?
Surrounded by a white and red skin. That was it.
Boom.
Five, Max Barracuda. Two, Novus Redemptor.
Come on, guys.
Come on, Nat Factors. Let's... Six, seven, and then eight will be the bonus question.
You're not cheating hard enough.
Right.
I'm not. You're
you don't
right.
want it hard enough. Remember?
I'm going to start now.
You're
though.
Not cheating. You don't want it. This game's box art shows just an origami animal lying on the ground during a downpour. Max Barracuda.
Heavy Rain.
Oh, fuck.
From Heavy Rain.
Well, no, that one, no, you don't get an extra point for that.
Xbox Kinect origami folding game.
No, man, at least that would have been something. Seven. So, Max has six. Novus, you have?
Two.
The main character is shown with his back to the cover, sporting a shoulder harness gun and holding a shotgun on one shoulder. On the box, there's also a misplaced skull and tropical plants.
Uncharted. Gonna say...
11.
Drake's Fortune.
Right. Uncharted 1. So Max Barracuda blows out of the water. I don't think Danny can even...
The last even question is worth 50 points.
Mm-hmm. Last question no one's gonna get. Young couple, this is just for fun. Young couple embracing it on the cover. An albino boy staring at a young woman who is clearly staring off towards the front of the cover, uninterested.
The fuck?
This is pretty specific.
Is everyone done?
Repeat that without all the staccato.
A young couple is embracing. An albino boy is staring at a young woman who is obviously staring off towards the front of the cover. Kind of shut him down a little bit.
It's Powder the Video Game.
Negative.
You don't even get buzzed.
Could you get any more clues for that?
That's pretty much it, man. I don't know what else to describe. Anyone for a bonus point?
Nothing.
It's seen it. Twilight Edition.
Is it really?
Was yeah.
It
I was serious? Trying what to come up hell? With a game nobody would fucking play. All right. So that was a fun test. We have Max Barracuda is the winner.
If you would have said like everyone looking uncomfortably at each other,
you should have said there was sparkling.
Never fucking. I'm like, oh, Twilight something. No.
You know what you could have just said? You could have just said line, and I would have gotten it.
Line,
yeah. Line. Yeah.
Line, line, line.
Max Barracuda, the winner. Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Max Barracuda.
And we're good.
Look at Novus just cringing at my victory music. Cringing. Get used to hearing it.
I don't remember hearing the intro last time. I just remember the part where Barracuda kicks in. I was like, wait, this is different from last time. That's weird. And
okay.
Then I got it.
So. All right. Barracuda. Anyway.
You were cringing.
So from now on, there's a new...
Listeners, he was cringing.
He was cringing a little bit. There's a new format on the show. And that is directly after the test, we're going to do whatever wacky one we normally do, like history or what else do we do? Confessions, old school game of the week sometimes, right? I know you love them. I know you need them.
That sound clip.
Sound clips, maybe. Just a sound clip bonanza next week.
The Batman clip over and over.
But this week, I don't know what you're talking about, man. They're all fresh. Damn!
God, that is
I love it.
I know it's supposed to be like the Assassin's Creed like eagle thing. It just sounds like you're shooting off like bottle rockets. Like,
Anyway, I circumvented that this week to introduce the new new section that we're going to do from now on, and we're gonna start posing a question of the week. I'm gonna pose it to you all. I'm gonna throw it out to the listeners, and you guys can answer us on Facebook. We're A Squad Podcast. Hit us up with a message, or I'm sure I'll just plaster the shit out of our page with it. Anyway, what's the Giant? You control the email. What was the email?
A Squad Gamers, dude. It's
hit the Facebook. Hit the Facebook. I will put up on the Facebook where else you can contact us. Also, we're getting a webpage soon. So forums, all sorts of fun stuff.
Cool. Good stuff. Sorry about the email. You didn't say I was going to have to. I haven't plugged the email since
April. Bro,
you might want to revive that Twitter too. Come on.
No, the Twitter's too much. Too many people want follow backs on Twitter. I can't deal with it. All right, so hit the Facebook up, and we'll definitely read your answers on the show, and we're going to answer next week. I give everybody a chance to think about it all week, but since we didn't have one this week, I came up with one just to hit you guys up with now, see how this goes, and I didn't know how long it would take. That's why we're not doing another section. So my question right now, as if it was last week, is... What was the question? No, the question is, what was the worst achievement that you guys ever had to go through? Achievement, trophy, whatever, where you're just like, I can't believe I'm actually doing this. You're kind of ashamed of yourself. I'll go first. Damn. Batman, Arkham. Batman Arkham, when I stood in... when I stood in Crime Alley for like 10 minutes.
When you kneel in Crime Alley?
Yeah. That was like 10 minutes of mourning. You're putting flowers down on your parents' grave and stuff. And I was like, I can't believe I'm achievement whoring like this. Like, I can't believe I just wasted 10 minutes. How long was that?
It's Arkham City, right?
It takes too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was forever. And I was like, I can't believe I even give a shit about this. But I did. So
I see what you're going for now.
Okay. Right. Right.
I got one then.
I'm sure Novus has many.
I have one. So many.
No. Oh, Victor, what do you got?
Bully Scholarship Edition. When you had to literally get guys to make out with you 10 times is one of the achievements.
That was an achievement in Bully?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one I didn't do.
Oh, I did it. I was like, how do I get these guys? I got to give them flowers and shit. Mother. It was like, oh, I can't believe it, but I need all of them. Something about rainbows. Smooches. It was something ridiculous. I forget what it was called.
So you smooching my brother.
Giant, you got one?
I don't have one particular one, but I got Sonic Tennis for Sega Tennis. And for what I found myself one day like intensely doing the stupid achievements, and I'm like, the fuck am I even playing this game? I got it free with one of the Xbox I bought.
Right, right.
And like one day I was just like, why the hell am I playing? This is not even good. Like Mario Tennis was fun. Sega Tennis was just like Mario Tennis.
But it had the Jet Set Radio guys and...
It was an unfun version of that. But I was like obsessed over getting the dumb achievements in that game. And I was like, this game sucks, man.
Max?
As much as I love the game, Lego Marvel had... the most obnoxious one, we have to turn from Bruce Banner into Hulk 50 times or something like that. And it's not changed back and forth 50 times. It's specifically from Bruce Banner into Hulk. So you're doing double the transformations. It seriously took like...
That's what that took forever?
That took 40 minutes of my day. And I'm just holding the button going, why am I doing this? Because I need one more achievement. That's why.
Right. 40 minutes.
All the minutes.
But just of one button, man. One button.
Okay.
All right. And... Novus or Deathir, the man who gets a raging achievement boner.
Bing, boing. Yeah,
right to balance out the table.
He's going through his list here.
This table is lifted like three inches off the table.
It's like a seance.
I pulled up my Xbox smart glass on here just to remember what games I played. And remember.
How many achievements do you have?
I'm cringing.
It's like 120-something thousand points.
Oh my God. Yeah, I did this like religiously when I was living in Queens because I had nothing better to do. Like I go to work, come home, and have
there's nothing to do in Queens.
Exactly. All right.
Well,
boring place.
It's pretty fucking boring.
Don't believe.
I can come up with a couple
Biggie Smalls.
I can come up with a couple stories. So, first of all, the first Seriously from Gears of War 1, we boosted that. Spent basically like...
You boosted that? Yeah. I think we got that legit, bro.
I got
the Xbox much later than everybody else.
Yeah, you didn't.
By that time,
yours.
Nobody was playing it like legit. They were like either... anybody who was playing it legit was glitching the living shit out of it. And they would like glitch into a wall and then kill everybody.
I got it, but that was back when you got that sweet picture of Marcus on fire or whatever it was.
Yeah. Pete still... Mr. Zuska still has that as his icon to this day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But basically 2 hours a night for like 2.5 months just boosting that. That was obnoxious. Let's see. Superman Returns. There's an achievement in there where you have to fly a certain distance, which you can't do when playing the game because the game sucks balls. So I left the game on overnight in spinning in a circle.
Would you leave something on your controller?
I left rubber bands on the controller just to spin in a circle. And I woke up and it still wasn't done. I was like, fuck this.
I've done stuff like that to get a certain challenges and stuff done. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb stuff. I played some pretty awful games trying to do it. Darkest of Days. Never played that game. That game sucks balls. So bad. I lost my mind trying to do Through the Fire and the Flames for Guitar Hero 3. And when I finally got it, I actually almost collapsed because I was so like, yay! Because I'm an idiot.
Didn't you do the one where you got to play every song straight, no bathroom break?
Yeah, I did that for Rock Band 2. That one, but you can play that on easy, so it's not like you're sitting there like really struggling through it.
I saw a guy play Through the Fire and Flames with a guitar behind his head.
Fuck that guy.
I know.
Is that Mark?
No, it was this kid that comes to my store. He literally's like, "You want to see something awesome?" And he literally goes like this and plays the entire song. And I'm like,
"Now talk to a bitch."
I'm like, I was about to say, the kid was like 14 years old. I'm like, "You have way too much time on your hands."
Okay, I have one last one before this. Brothers in Arms Hell's Highway was a Gearbox game. It's basically another one that makes me not trust Gearbox. But their multiplayer, all their multiplayer achievements were zero score. So you just wanted to get them because it's completion. Something about it glitched, so it didn't unlock when it should. So we ended up playing for like 8 hours. And we probably passed the point you needed to in 2 hours. We ended up playing for 8 hours just to get this 0 point achievement. So shit like that I used to do all the time.
Nice. A lot of the achievements glitch. Like I had the Spider-Man game. I still can't get 2 achievements from it. Which one was it? The one with the symbiote clones were all over the city and with clones.
Oh yeah, everybody. A lot of people had that.
Couldn't get hero or anti-hero because it would. I beat the game 5 times, like, would not let me get
that one. Gives you, just for people who don't know, it gives you moral choices, and there are achievements for always picking the moral high ground, always picking the moral low ground, or there are achievements for always picking the high, except for the last decision, picking the bad one, or vice versa. A lot of people could not get all four. It just glitched out for whichever reason.
I have one last one again. Ghostbusters. Anything involving multiplayer in that is just bad news.
Yeah.
And if you don't do things in a certain way, according to some people, you basically lose every opportunity to get all of them. And I've played an extra 15, 20 hours of multiplayer to get it.
Yeah, the only way to get some of those online achievements now, you have to go like on a forum and tell you something like, "Hey, he wants to get Tekken 5 achievements and fight each other for 2 hours."
Well, no, well, like those are glitched out to like a point where you can't get them, period. Like,
oh, some of them?
Yeah, because like, some people say if you play single player before you play multiplayer, you automatically negate it. It makes no sense. People sit there and say, "Oh, you have to do this." It's like, no, you're wrong. You're fucking wrong. There is no sense to it whatsoever. It just sits there and picks like one or two that may glitch out and goes, "You can't have these."
Right. Yep.
So that's just. Oof.
All right. So that was it. And
shivered again.
Hopefully next week I'll be reading off some of the listeners' beefs. But the question of the week, which I want all of you to go home and contemplate, all of the listeners
for
to contemplate.
Week?
Yes.
Okay.
Out of all the mental properties out there, books, TVs, all that, what would you like to see become a video game that is not? And why? And what type of video game?
So an IP we haven't seen in a game.
Right. I've already
Cabbage Patch Kids, bro.
Garbage Pail Kids. Remember Garbage Pail Kids? Fun Dip. Remember that cat?
Fun Dip.
Remember that cat? Why was he so excited? That thing tastes like shit. How about
like a My Little Pony RPG?
Right.
Bring back Avoid the Noise.
Okay, Brony.
Trying to sell me powder.
I might go home and play that now. Avoid the Noid? Yeah, that was a game.
Yeah, I had it on Throwback Thursday. I put it up on Facebook.
It coincided with the 7-Up Dot game.
Yeah. Well, the 7-Up game was
much better.
Cool Spot was a great game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool Spot was a good game. Avoid the Noid was fun, man.
I never played it.
It was fun.
I should go home and just do it now.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, that and Shaq Fu.
Right.
Shaq Fu was a good game. You should try it.
All right. So that's about that this week. Definitely hit us up with that question of the week, because I would love to just read some listeners' points of views on it. And it's fun. I already have one. That's kind of why I came up with it. But everyone will think about it, and we'll ruminate on it. And pretty soon you guys are going to be able to discuss it on the boards on the website, which is going to be fun. So I'm going to play out this song that I recently found that I love. It's called Talk Nerdy to Me, but it's got a lot of video game references, and check it out on YouTube. It's fun. And afterwards, we'll do a little shoot in the breeze, so stick to that. Thanks for playing, everyone. Medical lady, three girls. She wanted all my XP. My 64 makes her want me. One ring. Up, down, down, forward, back, AP. You don't need a cheat code, girl, to get with me. Just add my clan tag, bring a high KD. Cause the headshots we'll be making will be tapping the team. Or Magic the Gathering, deck on deck. Like Twilight, yeah, I ain't touching your neck. I've got nerd friends, but they're friends with respect. This is why I'm old, man. When you said talk dirty to me, I was thinking of Poison. I wasn't thinking whoever the hell that was. I was like, talk dirty to me, Jason Derulo.
No, talk dirty to me.
We're officially shooting the breeze
at the high school.
You said talk.
I appreciate
the driving.
Right.
He said talk nerdy to me.
So. No. Well, it's a
whatever.
Play on words.
That's what I
was expecting that too.
Right where I went to.
Talk nerdy to me.
And fuck that song.
Right.
Yeah, they suck.
That song sucks. All right, so anyone hearing any rumors? I know EA, I didn't have time to do it in the news,
actually,
but EA is taking 50 games offline.
They
do that a lot.
Including Bulletstorm, which was my claim to fame.
That was a pretty good online game.
Bulletstorm, I was number 5 in the world.
Out of 15.
That was my number. that was my
thing. He was in the top third.
Every single person. It sold better than Tetris. Whatever, shoot the breeze. Better than Tetris.
Facts don't matter in this part of the show.
I was like the
fifth best dude in a game fifth, no one played.
Yeah, no. No, I wasn't like the fifth best dude. I was like the wizard.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the first day that the second Transforming, now the one after War for Cybertron came out.
I was destroying that game. I love that, man.
No, not the good one. There was like the multiplayer one. Actually like a move from the movie game that was absolutely terrible. There's Fall of Cybertron, then there was like the other one, War for Cybertron, then there was Fall of Cybertron. There was one in the middle. Mm-hmm. Within
Dark
4 hours,
Dark of the Moon.
Yeah, I started playing at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Within 4 hours, I was number one in the world, and went, this game's absolute garbage, and you all suck, and never played it again.
Did you take a picture?
No, but I have my friend's account got banned because I talked so much. I went to his house, talked so much shit in his account. His name was Smot Poker, and he got banned.
Yeah. Smoke that. Smot.
It was
I remember.
Awesome.
In one of the MLB 2K games, I think it was 2K8, was like the first one on Xbox. I was ranked number 50 in the world. And at the end of the month, they reset everything. And I was fuck this, man.
Right.
Are you for real? I played like 120 games in one month.
That's a slap.
I wish they would do that in some games, because like Lost Planet 2, like the
leaderboards
for that for PC are just pretty much just like completely fucked.
But you're also going to talk about games people didn't really play.
Hey, you want to walk around the snow and try to find gas?
I kind of like
Hey, you want mechs that'll help you walk around the snow, but much slower than you would actually
I like
walk.
The game, but it is just so slow and
fuck
clunky.
These gas guzzling mechs.
No way,
it's like 8 steps,
it's
like,
so...
you need to get some fuel, brother.
Right.
I want to move a lot faster than
you. Anyone hear anything else?
Well, you... Actually, Victor, you reminded me when he said bully that, Rockstar's gonna have a next gen title out by 2015,
and they're remaking Manhunt. I heard
it's gonna be March.
Are they remaking?
Is it a super violent game?
You know what the game is?
Yeah,
or?
Manhunt.
Well, that's what I meant.
Nobody
knows what it is yet. So.
But Manhunt was one of those games where it wasn't like all that fantastic. It was just the fact that
it was
so gory,
gigantically violent,
brutal. Right. That game was awesome.
They made two of them actually.
You like kill someone by putting a bag on their head.
I don't know if they're making a third one and just calling it Manhunt, or they're remaking the first one. But I've heard that they are doing something.
I don't think there was much of a story. They could keep on remaking.
I was
going to
say, they just need something on the next-gen console at this point.
Right. Why don't they just bring GTA GTA 5?
I don't think they'll make the money at this point. I don't think it's worth it for them.
No, I think they said it won't be a GTA.
GTA at this point.
I don't remember exactly, but we're shooting.
But GTA 5 came out so close.
Yeah, you know,
we don't know why they didn't upgrade it.
Why didn't they do the $10 upgrade that they were going
to
do? You know?
I don't know. Maybe they will, but this is supposed to be a new game completely. Right. So people are saying, you know, Red Dead, Bully.
Ooh, Red Dead. Red Dead
would be sweet.
I would love. I would buy a system for a Red Dead.
Yeah, I'd buy a system for Bully. That game was awesome.
Hey,
I would
you know
buy
what?
A system for Bully.
You guys want to talk some Kinects? Red Dead, use the Kinects. You guys stand up when you're particularly like old school.
Oh man, if I could actually gunsling it out, like, okay.
No, right. I'd rather just bring back Wild Gunman.
No, I need Red Dead quick 101 battle quick draw.
No, because when you pull out your hand, you're going to see the character on the screen go like, duh, duh, duh.
Nah, man, it can be very.
It's
no,
not
I
that
need
bad.
That.
You just shoot yourself in the foot every time.
I need that.
I would do that.
I also got to be doing that.
I
Will
believe
Smith
we were.
Then
gotta,
or you actually aim for your foot and you shoot the guy.
And then you got to bounce around like Yosemite Sam, like, ooh.
I believe.
Then you got to ride the horse like you're twerking. Like you gotta,
I believe we saw the game for blood. We never finished.
No, dude, the quick draw would be a good move with that, man.
That'd be
cool.
I wouldn't mind that.
That would be cool.
As long as it's not what Novus is describing.
No, but I mean, maybe not something silly that you have to do, but like, you know, those side missions in Red Dead that war pretty much get in the whatever it was.
Yeah, you could lasso,
little gunfight.
You could do the quick draw.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Play Kinect card games.
Right. As long as you don't have to ride the horse, you always look weird.
Kinect poker. With all the real fun of playing poker without holding the cards.
Yeah, that would be sick.
And,
good move.
Next month, C3 already.
Yeah, I know.
That's huge, huge announcements get put there, man.
I found on Reddit, I have it here, somebody made E3 bingo cards for each company. So they got like Nintendo.
Anytime somebody says innovation or...
Well, yeah, like if Nintendo announces Majora's Mask for 3DS, you get a...
Okay.
A square. Or,
well, I mean,
a
that's
Wii
just
U price
knowing
cut.
That they're probably going to say.
The free spot is apologies for Wii U sales.
Oh. Right.
Well, you know, the Nintendo with the M is definitely getting done with Mario. It's like...
I heard there are rumors, though, that they are going to stop making consoles after this.
Nintendo is?
It's just a rumor.
And what are they going to do? Just
handhelds?
Games?
Be third party.
Man, that
actually,
so
that's on the
slick.
List. That's on the bingo board here.
They're just gonna bioengineer Mario himself.
They're gonna basically do what like Sega's doing with Sonic now.
They're gonna whore him out.
Yeah.
You know what would be sick if they made
as
one last Mario game, and in the end, they kill him off.
Luigi.
That would be
completely dark.
He's just gone.
No, that would be the best ending ever. Like Nintendo's like, we're going bankrupt. Let's make a game where all the characters die.
I'm so in.
No, I would actually, instead of killing Mario, I would love if you just played like a Godfather game with all the fucking Mario characters, and like he kills Luigi like Fredo and shit.
No, man, they have to have the final Super Smash Brothers. Where instead of actually,
like, I love you like a brother.
Brutally
murdered. I am your brother. Not anymore.
That'd be sweet.
I would like just like R-rated games with Mario. Just like him get like finally being like, finally!
We were talking about it last year, or last week, Turtle Smasher, right? Wasn't it Turtle Smasher?
He has a literal hammer and he just smashes stuff.
I just want to see him throw bombs at random people in the city, like, bow! Goodbye!
Right. He did that. That was
the Middle East and Mario.
Mario Brothers the movie.
Yeah, he's dropping bombs all over.
That's the Middle East Mario game.
He runs into like a house full of people with guns. He takes one of the POW bricks, throws it on the ground, the whole fucking building collapses.
It's all coins. I need Koopa coins. Where's the Koopa coins?
That would be kind of cool. Like if you put like Mario into like that whole game mechanic of Battlefield, where everything's collapsible, just throw a POW thing, everything falls down.
The whole house is leveled.
That would be awesome. That'd be crazy.
That'd be nice. All right, I guess that's really it for the extra content, right?
I think we're good.
Mm-hmm. Let's get out of here.